Okay, so please do settle down into a comfortable, stable posture. Try to get yourself cozy so that you can breathe easily. Your hands comfortably out of the way, your eyes closed, unless you're sleepy. And do breathe through your nostrils to slow the rhythm of breath. Finally, now, pay attention to your breath and start by cleansing the breath. Take a nice deep sigh, a long, full sigh, and let it all out, all that stale energy. And when you're done, let the next breath be as gentle as possible. Just let it fill your lungs naturally without effort as much as possible. And as it does, use that gentle, fresh breath as a focal point to settle and center your mind. Bring your awareness to the breath as it's filling and emptying your lungs. And as you shift into a kinder, gentler rhythm of breathing, try and use that rhythm centered at your heart as a settling point and rein in all the energy that you've put out. So as you breathe in, imagine withdrawing all the energy, calling back all of the energy you put out in the day, or the week, or the year, or through your whole life. Just breathe it all back into your living, breathing body in this moment, and let it come to settle and rest on the breath. And give yourself permission to sort of let go of the world, let it be as it is. And tell your breathing body, you're safe now. It's safe to just be here, settling and centering. Just try and get into the flow and observe the flow of your breath as you're centering with each breath. Try and feel your lungs rising, your rib cage expanding and contracting. Feel the air as it comes in, cool on your nostrils and raises your rib cage and fills out your abdomen. And then after your gases exchange and you're refreshed, feel the air rushing back out again, a little warmer as your rib cage settles and your abdomen returns. Just try and be aware how each breath is similar, has the same basic flow of in, pause, and out, and yet each is distinct, a little deeper and more relaxed, a little lighter, more tense. So try to follow the flow of the breaths. See how they flow into each other, one after the other, and how they set up a lifeline. It keeps you alive and aware. And just reflect that each breath is part of a lifeline that stretches back to your first and ahead to your last. At the same time, each breath has its own little life, with the in like a birth, the pause like a lifespan, and the out like a death. It's all there, and it's okay now to just focus on your breathing body. And as you focus, you may find, that your mind, it's not so easy to do, that your mind resists staying settled. either by going off into distraction, listening to a sound or attending to a thought, or by slipping into dullness, drowsiness, fogging, fatigue. And have no fear, that's the practice, that we work with those resistances a breath at a time. So specifically, if you find your mind getting carried away from the breath by stimuli in the world, in your environment, or by thoughts internally, as soon as you catch your mind wandering off, you take the mental muscle of mindfulness and very gently rein it back in. As if you were sort of gathering a puppy that you're trying to train, you just rein it back in, bring it back to the breath, and settle it down on the breath. On the other hand, if you find that you're more than settled enough and you're starting to slip into drowsiness and fatigue, as soon as you notice, and it may be after a few minutes or a little nap, but as soon as you notice, do try to use the mental muscle of alertness to lift your mind back up again. And if it helps, you can open your eyes a bit, let in some light. You can think of something bright and beautiful like a rainbow. So this is the real practice, like working out. This is your mindfulness workout, is working with the tendencies to decenter you, to get you sort of out of your mind, distracted and dissipated, as in our normal busy life, or to draw you deep into dullness or fatigue, as in our normal sort of sleep. And we're trying to open this space in between, this new space for living, where we have both calm, because we've settled the mind and the energy on our breath, connected to our breathing body, our living body. We also have clarity, because we've uplifted that breathing body. We've lifted its energy so that we can be at that middle place where we're relaxed but also clear. So in that middle space, just keep trying to come back and open that new platform for living mindfully, for living connected to the present moment and living connected to your full awareness. What I call manual override, living in conscious mode. Of course, the first scope of that mode, of that new way of being, is to really get to know your body with this kind of clear, calm awareness. While we're normally running all distracted, or we're sort of zoned out, numb and dull, we want to open that space where we can actually be aware of living in a breathing body. So do try to reconnect with your body and take your energy and awareness and kind of everything you've gathered. Scan your body from toe to head, up your knees and hips and abdomen, chest, shoulders and arms, your neck and crown. And just tune in to any areas of restlessness or tension and try to breathe calming energy and awareness to settle those down as you would a kind of restless and antsy puppy. On the other hand, you may find areas of numbness or fatigue. And there you may want to breathe energizing breath and awareness to uplift those parts of your body. So we want to center our mind on a centered rhythm of breathing, and then really move from the breath to have a centered awareness, or a clear and calm awareness of our whole living, breathing body. This helps us sort of stay connected and in touch in the moment. Another way to do this in the Tibetan way is to tune into what's called the subtle awareness, or subtle breath. Imagine being mindful not just of the breath, that sort of the air that comes in and out of your lungs, but being mindful of the pulse of refreshment that fills every tissue and cell as oxygen from that fresh air rushes through your body. Imagine that some of your mindfulness could sort of hitch a ride on that oxygen, as if you could sort of tag it with mindfulness and awareness. And imagine sort of riding on that wave as the fresh air fills your lungs, and riding with your awareness through every tissue and cell, so that it's as if your body isn't a solid body made of organs and stuff, flesh and bones and so on, bodily fluids, but rather it's a much more light and fluid, you know, bubble, like a giant lung, or a person-shaped bubble of pure breath, energy, and awareness, filled with a very delicate tissue, like a rainbow tissue of breath and awareness. All right, so do try and cultivate this sense of tuning into this lighter, clearer part of your physical spectrum, where you're just scanning, highlighting the living, breathing edge of your living, breathing body, as if your mind were sort of like a PET scan, and you could just tune out all of the solid stuff and the normal liquid stuff and so on. Just tune into the wave, like a rainbow wave, pure energy and awareness as it fills every tissue and cell. Try and feel that your body may be sort of waking up. It's as if it's waking up for the first time, as if it's lighter or clearer, and you're shedding sort of the burdens of stress or the thick skin of defensiveness. And you're like a person-shaped bubble floating in a sea, like a bubble of breath and awareness in a sea of breath and awareness. Okay, this is what's called the body of light meditation. It's a form of body mindfulness that can be very calming and clarifying. But here too, we will find the tendencies to get distracted or to get dull. And so here too, if we find we're getting distracted, we can imagine that we're breathing, we're sort of floating in a dark night, in a midnight sea, and we're breathing in black light, so this ultraviolet, deep, clear, crisp light. And as we breathe that in, our minds get sort of stiller and clearer and calmer. And so do our breathing bodies, our bodies of light. On the other hand, if we find we're getting dull and foggy, we can shift the spectrum a little bit to feel or imagine we're breathing in brilliant rainbow energy, like sun, moon, rainbow energy. We're floating in a sunny sea, and we're breathing this in and filling with this enlivening rainbow energy and sort of perking up. Okay, so do try to feel you're being mindful not just of your breathing body, but that you can be mindful now of a different aspect of your breathing body that you're not usually tuned into, where it is deeply centered, it's deeply calm, but it's also more clear and energized than usual. And that body of light is a very good way to build a very strong connection with your healthiest body, your healing body and growing body. Okay, and with that, just try to make a mental note. While in meditations, you may be able to tune into this, you know, sort of unusually clear and calm way of being in your body that normally as we go through the day, we tend to get distracted or numbed. And so, once again, try to think of the breath as your lifeline back to connectedness and to the present. So when during the day, as you sort of move out from your meditative session, sort of make a mental note or an intention, if you find yourself getting particularly distracted or carried away from your living, breathing body, or get particularly numb or shut down in your living, breathing body, to sort of use the breath and reach for the breath as a way to rein in and settle down again, reconnect, and use the breath as a way to uplift and energize again, so that you can reconnect, so you can live not in automatic, going through life like an automaton, like a robot in survival mode, but like a living, breathing bubble of light and awareness.